Colorado's landscape in the past 10 years has changed a lot. We had in 2010 almost 70% of our electricity coming from coal, and in 2020 we had about 35%. So, you know, that decrease of, you know, cutting that in half meant much cleaner air. It also meant the loss of jobs, but not necessarily in Colorado. So we don't, in all of our coal plants in Colorado, we don't always use Colorado coal. We buy coal from Wyoming as well. And in some places we do use local coal, but not always. So the situation for renewables in Colorado is really positive. We have a lot of wind. If anybody's ever been to the eastern plains of Colorado, they know it is windy all the time. When I was at NREL, I did research on the Rush Creek Wind Farm near Lyman, Colorado, and my team and I were able to interview people there, local business owners and economic development folks, and also the farmers who hosted the wind turbines. And they were all, of course, grateful for the bump in jobs during construction, and then also the ongoing jobs that occurred from that wind project after the construction was over. There are a lot of small rural towns out there, and even bringing, you know, 5 jobs to a rural town is a really big deal, or a rural county. The Rush Creek Wind Farm is in 4 different counties. And we did a study on the economic impact and the jobs associated with the wind plant, you know, for those counties. And then we also looked at the state of Colorado and the jobs associated with the wind plant in the state. And we're very lucky in Colorado because our wind farms have a larger economic impact here because some of them are manufactured here. So we have the Vestas plant where we got the towers for the Rush Creek Wind Farm and the blades and also the nacelles. So the nacelle is the kind of the casing that sits at the top of the tower where the blades are connected and houses all the technology. And that was also manufactured in Colorado. So we had a lot of in-state manufacturing, which meant a lot of in-state jobs and revenue. And then not only the jobs continue, but those landowners that host the turbines get paid for each turbine that's on their property. And one of the farmers we talked to said they were able to stay on their family farm that they'd had for over 100 years because of the wind project.